One of the major features of the Christmas story is the virgin birth. But have you ever wondered what makes the virgin birth important? Is it just to bring a touch of mystery into the drama? Why is it included? Why is it even necessary? Matthew states three different times, two different ways, that the birth of Jesus is odd, different, even holy. Listen to what it says in verse 16. It says, "Of whom Jesus was born." When we read the genealogy carefully, we notice that five women are included in it. But I want you to notice how Matthew treats Mary differently than the other ladies mentioned. In the four other accounts of the ladies mentioned, it speaks of the women and their husband producing offspring. But when it comes to Joseph and Mary, the author is very deliberate in singling out Mary as the human parent by whom Jesus was born, but not Joseph. It's very difficult to see this in the English language, but in the Greek language, they were very precise in how pronouns refer back to their antecedents. They could make them masculine or feminine or neutral. And here, the words "of whom" are feminine and singular, referring only to Mary, not to Joseph. So why would Matthew do that? The reason becomes clear when we read Matthew 1, 18, and verse 20. Verse 18 says that she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And verse 20 says, "That which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." But still, why is the virgin birth important? Well, let me offer up three reasons. The first one is that it shows that salvation comes from God. Human effort cannot produce a Savior. The genealogy in chapter 1 is proof of that. It's a display of what humans produce, which is other sinful humans. So when we think of the virgin birth, it should remind us that salvation comes through the supernatural work of God. It's His work from beginning to end, and that's why He's deserving of all the glory. Second, the virgin birth makes possible the uniting of full deity with full humanity in one person. Wayne Grudem writes this, that God, in His wisdom, ordained a combination of human and divine influence in the birth of Christ, so that His full humanity would be evident to us from the fact of His ordinary human birth from a human mother. And His full deity would be evident from the fact of His conception in Mary's womb by the powerful work of the Holy Spirit. Here's the third reason why the virgin birth is important. It makes possible a true humanity without inherited sin. Luke chapter 1 verse 35 says, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child shall be born to you, shall be called Holy, the Son of God." Conception through the Holy Spirit was God's design and His way to protect Jesus from inheriting a sinful nature. God protects His promise of a king from sin's stain. What an incredible God we serve. When you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our missionaries in Burma. Also, remember the Kannada LifeWord broadcast in India.